And now, the Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Henry.
Coming up tonight, we'll have a visit from Lauren Green. You know, the guy from Bonanza, he'll be on. And also a little segment with Comb Over Boy. We have Hypothetical America with Jeff Dowder. Justin McElroy is a high school senior at Canyon High School, and Justin is going to join us to talk about a student strike that is being called as the result of the ROTC being on campus. Now, this is not an anti-military statement that is being made by the students. Instead, it is a statement that the ROTC is no longer needed because gaming, computer gaming, such as Halo, Halo 2, gives kids all the training that they need militarily. Bert Mars, I believe, is going to be with us if Bert is on the phone. He's a television executive who's going to be talking about me doing a television show. And also Johnny Rotten's I Hate Everything show and Bob Bakian. So, as you can say, as we say in the business, our plate is full. We have a full schedule, a full lineup, and that kind of thing. And when I get done with the show tonight, then I'll go home, and then I'll try to put up Christmas lights, because the guy that we hired to do it last year, they came down as soon as the wind got faster than 6 miles an hour. So I'm going to have to get on a ladder, and I don't know if any of you guys share a fear of heights, share the fear of heights that I have, but I've got a horrific fear of heights. And I guess that's not the right way to say that. It's not a horrific fear. It's a very good fear of heights. I mean, it's a solid 100% fear. But the fear makes me feel bad. And so I've got to get on a ladder. And I've got to go up the side of a house. And I've got to put Christmas tree lights. And it wouldn't be so bad up on the side of that. It wouldn't be so bad if it was like a one-story house. But unfortunately, I bought a two-story house. And now, why did I buy a two-story house? Because my wife wanted me to buy a two-story house. And I'm not blaming her. We do have four kids. And when you need that many bedrooms, sometimes it slops over into two stories. If you have that many bedrooms, you can't cram them all into a one-story house, I guess. I don't know. So I go up the side of the house. And as I go higher on a ladder, this is what happens if you have a fear of heights. My palms start sweating. I think I mentioned to you guys once before, I tried to break myself of the fear of heights by going up the scenic elevator at the St. Francis Hotel in San Francisco, meaning that glass elevator, and I stood at the very edge of the elevator, and I watched the skyline of San Francisco drop, and when I got to the top, and I think I was wearing like a real nice suit that I just recently purchased, when I got to the top, the suit was like five sizes too small. I was drenched in sweat. I staggered over to the bar, because there's a bar right at the very top of the St. Francis, just fell onto a bar stool. The bartender said, what'll it be? And I said, everything, just everything you have. Put it right here in front of me. You know these guys you hire to do the lights? You can hire people now to do everything. As you know that, you can hire a guy, I'm telling you right now, you can hire somebody to do your shopping. You can hire someone to do your Christmas shopping. You know that, don't you? You can hire somebody to put up your Christmas lights, hire somebody to put up your Christmas tree, hire someone to decorate your Christmas tree, hire somebody to wrap your Christmas presents. You can even hire someone to be your kid at Christmas and be happy under the tree. And you go, all right, now get out of here. Thanks. Just to have like four kids you hire who will come in pajamas and robes and go wee and throw all the wrapping around and play with the toys, and then they split. You can just throw them out. If you're one of those people who's, you know, on Christmas you get lonely, just hire four kids to come in, pretend like you're yours, and they can, you know, play with the toys, and then start crying if they didn't get what they wanted, and also they can start to act kind of surly and moody because they suddenly realize Santa Claus doesn't exist and their whole world is rocked. And then at 5 o'clock, right after you have the turkey, you can say, now get out. You know, you haven't been through that? You go through it, Chris, with Duke. You'll go through it with your son, Mark. Santa Claus is a gas. all through when they're little tiny ones. Oh, it's a gas. You go on the NORAD site. Hey, let's see where Santa is, you know, and you can see where the sleigh is going around the country and the world, and the kids are all, oh, Santa's, I better go to bed because he's three time zones away, right? Yeah, go to bed, come on. All that stuff's really, and putting the cookies and the milk and some carrots for the reindeer. Then that day finally occurs. Around 11 or 12, maybe younger, 10. And you can't bullcrap them anymore, man. Their friends at school filled them in. The logic of it suddenly begins to assert itself. And they know there isn't a Santa. Well, yeah, there is. Are you going to, hey, do you want to go on the NORAD site? Yeah. And then they start making you feel better. In other words, they don't want to, they want to patronize you. They want to, yeah, okay, we'll go on the NORAD. Well, don't you guys used to really want to, yeah, let's go ahead and see where he is. They're rolling their little eyes. Come on now get a cup of milk and some cookies and some carrots. Yeah, sure. Sure, we'll do that. And you realize, okay, they don't believe it. There's nothing I'm going to be able to say. That's the day, and that's the Christmas, when you're going to have to yell at your kids. You don't want to have to yell at them on Christmas. But that's the one Christmas you will have to yell at them. And here's why. Because once they know there isn't a Santa, Christmas sucks. Just that one Christmas sucks. Then the rest of them are cool again. But that one Christmas, all the magic is like gone. And they got the stuff they wanted, but the really cool feeling they had, it's like, it's split, man. So, you know, they might have gotten the scooter that goes 100 miles an hour. And they might have gotten the, you know, all of the things they wanted. But, hey, they're going to be bummed. Hold on for a minute. Yeah, David?
I want to know, what are you doing? You can hear my voice. I'm just overcome with emotion. What are you doing?
What's wrong?
What do you mean, what's wrong? You're on the radio right now telling kids there's no, listen to my throat. You'd almost think that I have your cold.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. You're telling kids.
I'm not telling kids anything. This show is for adults.
Oh, yeah, right. 7:15 in the evening, there's people taking kids back from brownie meetings. They're listening to the show. And you just told them there's no Santa Claus. You ass. Henry?
Wait. This program that I do right here is adult in content. Is that not correct?
Of course it's adult in content. But you got a million parents out there that aren't responsible. They don't give a crap what their kids hear. They got the radio turned up full blast. Hey, Junior, listen to this. That jackass Henry says it's no Santa.
Well, then maybe they hate their kids.
Maybe they do. But it's your job to love them. You are their surrogate father. For 3 hours a night, Henry, you have to be a surrogate father to the children of America because their parents are idiots. And yet you still don't get it. I'm ashamed, Phil. Very ashamed of you, and I want to see you in my office after the show.
Will you be there? I think you're going home, aren't you?
That's right. But you just be there in the office, stand there all night until I come in tomorrow morning.
I can't do that.
I said to be in my office tonight, and I want you standing at the desk when I come in.
Can I go to sleep tonight?
No, just stand there.
Yes, sir.
All right. Otherwise, great show as always.
All right, forget what I said about the guy. Coming up, Comb Over Boy, and Justin McElroy's on the show tonight. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Tonight we will have the Prince of Darkness show, Satan Incarnate, with his regular talk show. He'll be on, and he'll be inviting and welcoming in new people to hell. And Justin McElroy will be with us. And you have somebody on the phone, Bud?
Yeah, he's on line one. He's a TV producer, Mr. Burt Maher.
Burt Maher?
Yeah.
Okay, this is the guy that wanted to talk to me about doing a TV show, right?
Yes, sir. He's going to have you on to be a TV show.
Okay, good. Just get him on the line here if I can. I don't know where he is. Mr. Marr, how are you?
Hello, Phil. How are you doing?
Good.
Phil, I hope you'll forgive the intrusion, but I wanted to call and congratulate you on doing a very inventive program. And the young man that I spoke with, his name was Dick.
That's Bud Dickman.
Yeah, my name's Bud Dickman.
All right, Bud, I'm sorry. He said that you would like to probably hear what I have to say. I'm sorry to be talking to you on your radio program like this.
Well, go ahead. I do have other things I have to do.
Well, it occurs to me, and you've done two previous projects, I know, with Fox and with NBC. I've read up on you in the trades, and I know you have done a variety of things in television. I want to know if you are open to an idea I've got for a television program that we would produce under our production arm, and then we would market it to the networks.
Well, I'm always interested in that, but you'd have to talk to my agent.
I understand that, but I wanted to run the idea by you if you had any interest in that.
I'm always interested in hearing from people in television, but it's kind of a weird thing that I do. I don't.
No, I understand that there's some questions as to the viability of your entertainment value on television, but I do have an idea. And one of the things I think that needs to be brought to the attention of the audience is your program is very hip. It's very edgy. Not a lot of people get it.
I understand.
And in television, we have a long history, and I think a very successful history, at letting people know when it's funny. And I think that's probably what drags down some very funny people such as yourself or let's say Jonathan Winters, who wasn't successful really on television himself. And so what we can do in TV is help sort of cue the audience as to when something's funny.
Well, why would they have to be told it's funny?
The audience in America, especially television audience, needs to be reminded that something's funny. That's why we have the laugh tracks.
But isn't it just funny?
It is funny. But do they remember that it's funny? You see?
Well, I don't know what that means. Do they remember it's funny?
Well, a lot of people will watch and they don't know, right there, that's got to be, you have to laugh at that. Because we pay these writers a lot of money. Otherwise, they won't remember. And
well, I don't get it.
Well, here's my suggestion, Phil, is if we utilized liberally a laugh track for your program.
On television?
On television, yes. And I'd like to demonstrate, if I could, with the aid of the young man there, Dickman. Dick Dickman?
Bud Dickman.
My name's Bud Dickman, not Dick Dickman.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Mr. Dick. Mr. Dick, is it, or is it?
Dickman.
Okay. And he is going to, if you'll just go ahead and do your show, and then the laugh track.
Well, I'm reading news in this segment of my show.
It doesn't matter. When you play a laugh track on television, people go, aha, that's funny, and they laugh.
Well, that doesn't help all shows, does it?
Not all shows, but with a great show like yours, that's all you need, because you are a really funny man, and I think we can really push you over the top in television. We got to remember to remind people to laugh. So go ahead, Phil, just do whatever it was you're going to do.
But I'm reading a news.
It doesn't make any difference, okay?
Come on, Mr. Henry, you should do it. Mr. Hall's waiting for you to do it.
Is that David online? Hold on for a minute. Hey, David?
Yeah.
Do I got to do?
Yes, you got to do this. Are you kidding me? A TV show would help kick your show over the top. Now do it.
Are you going to play the laughs, Bud?
Yeah, I got the laugh tracks right here.
Mr. Henry, I think you're going to enjoy it.
All right, I'm reading news.
It doesn't matter. Just do what that guy tells you to do. Hi, Mr. Marr. My name is David Hall. Yes, nice to know you. Go ahead.
All right. Let me see here. A 25-year-old gunman from rural Ohio allegedly charged on stage at a nightclub and opened fire, killing three people. See, I...
Just keep going. I think this is really what... Why are you stopping?
I just read about a guy opened fire on people and killed them.
This is... You know what I'm saying, Mr.? Yeah, I really agree with you, Mr. Marr. This is it. Phil, I think he's got something.
About a guy killing somebody? That's funny?
Please, Phil, don't just... I'm a executive producer, and I'm not really used to people arguing with me. So if you just... I'm giving notes. This is what's called giving notes. Network notes. Show notes. So please don't argue with me. It's very uncomfortable. Nobody does that.
Well, sir, I'm simply saying to you that I think your ideas are bad.
Great. Keep going.
I think the idea of me having a laugh track under a story about a gunman opening fire and killing three people is a thing that...
And one thing, Phil, I want to remind you, please don't stop talking. Keep talking, because that lets the audience know that you're just so hip. You just keep talking, and everything you say is funny. Yeah, that's right, Phil. Don't stop talking.
Don't stop talking. I'm trying to tell you guys.
Don't stop talking. Read it. Please, Phil, please humor me, will you? I'm not used to having people say no to me. I'm Tony Neal, what is my name again?
Burt Maher. You were Tony Neal on another bit.
Okay, I'm Burt Maher, and I'm not used to having anyone say no. Unless, of course, it's Jeff Zucker or some network executive.
Okay. A 25-year-old gunman from Ohio opened fire and killed three people on stage at a packed nightclub. Police shot the gunman dead.
It's really funny.
Isn't it great?
It's hysterical. I think this is all you still need, a laugh track.
You guys are freaky. If you think that... you guys are nuts. If you think that for 1 minute...
This is great, Phil. I think, Mr. Neal, I'd like... Or Mr. Maher, whoever the hell you are, I'd like to have your card. I'd like to take a meeting, and I'd like to do a meeting, and I'd like to do you in a... I mean, not do you in a meeting, but I want to take you in a meeting that we do. Now, that'd be great, Mr. Hall. If you can call my office, you can do me in a meeting. And, I mean, you can take me on in a meeting, or take you forcibly in a meeting is what I'm asking. Yes, you can forcibly take me in a meeting.
Are you guys done?
How dare you talk to a television executive that way? By all the things I've done for you, is that right, Mr. Maher Neal? That's right, Phil. Don't ever talk to me like that, okay? Keep the decibel level very low. All right. So, Mr. Hall, you will forcibly rape me in a meeting. That's correct.
Hello?
They hung up.
Why'd they hang up?
Because that was a good time to hang up. It's good comic timing.
Oh, you're telling me about good comic timing. Is that it, bud?
Yeah. They hang. He says, you will forcibly rape me in a meeting. End of bit.
Look, bud. I took you on as an intern because I cared about helping you after you went headfirst through that oak tree in Ohio, flying off of your soft tail. Will you stop playing that?
But don't you want to have a TV show?
No, I don't want to have a TV show. And another... Why'd you play the laugh track then?
You got to be joking.
Yeah, that's right, bud.
I guess I got to leave.
Yeah. You can see the look on my face?
Yeah, you look really satanic.
Yeah. A 25-year-old gunman opened fire at a nightclub. Ha, 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 ha. Of all the things, well, if you need a laugh track, I guess you need a laugh track. Maybe some of us guys. Hey, bud, here's a funny one.
Yeah.
Maybe when we come home from work at night and our wives are angry at us, when we talk to them and try to make them feel better, we could play a laugh track. Why don't you think that's funny?
It's not grabbing me. Here's a better one. Let's say, for instance, Phil, you come home from work at night, your wife's mad at you, and you say, or what, are you on a rag or something?
Just because you have your hand on that laugh track button. 1-800-449-8686. Tonight, Justin McElroy from Canyon High School on kicking the ROTC off of their campus. They are calling for a student strike next Monday if the school board does not adhere to that. Also, we'll have a visit from Comb Over Boy, the Prince of Darkness Show, and Bob Bakian. Live, we'll be talking with us. Where's Bob tonight, Chris? I forget.
The Citadel.
Oh, he's down at the outlet mall. Yeah, talking about the Christmas shopping and all that stuff. Our Best of the Phil Henry Show 2004 CD is shipping today, baby. So if you guys had questions about where's your CD, it's shipping today. You can order it online at www.philhenryshow.com. Tomorrow night, we're going to have Clara Bingham and Steve Bozell. And tonight, we have a By Request flashback. A real classic with Clara Bingham. Is that with Clara tonight or Mavis? Clara. All coming up on The Phil Henry Show.
I think it's a hit.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Kenny Rogers, and welcome to the Kenny Rogers Christmas Special. We've got a terrific show for you tonight, and I hope you'll all stick around. We're going to have some of our very favorite people on tonight. We're going to have on, for your very wonderful enjoyment on this Christmas season, Todd Bridges is going to be with us.
Yay.
Also, we'll have Lou Ferrigno, and yeah, it's fantastic. Lorenzo Lamas will be joining us, Cato Kalin. And let's, lady I've always loved, I've been deeply passionately in love with her for a long time, she's going to be on our show tonight, Ruth Buzzy.
Yeah.
And also, we'll have Charles. David Hasselhoff is going to join us. Adam West is going to be a very, very special guest. We're very, very pleased to have Adam West with us. Also, William Shatner is going to be joining us for a little Q&A. Who else are we going to have on, Blinky?
Well, we're also going to have on Mary Lou Retton.
Mary Lou Retton. Isn't she great? We always love her. Also, we're going to have on Emmanuel Lewis. Also, a very special visit from Flava Flav. And I'd also like to say that we're very, very excited to have Max Headroom going to be with us. Also, Cassandra Peterson, she's a lady who plays Elvira, and Jim Backus will be coming back from the dead to be with us as well tonight. Also, we're going to have a very special visit from Joe Rogan, who's a really terrific guy, on a Kenny Rogers Christmas Special tonight. Hope you all can gather around the tree as we welcome on as well Ron Reagan Jr. And, of course, G.W. Bailey will be with us.
Yeah.
G.W. Bailey is always great. Frank Sinatra Jr. is also going to be with us. And let's give a warm, warm welcome when we bring out Tommy Chong. Isn't he great? He just cracks me up. He's going to be great. Also on the Kenny Rogers Christmas Special, we're going to have Sherwood Ball. He's terrific. One of the guys I just absolutely admire, no end. And he'll be on our program tonight as well, here on the Kenny Rogers Christmas Special. Also, Eric Banya is going to be joining us. And if I'm not mistaken, we're going to have a visit from the guy, Larry Wilcox, who is also on Chips with the other guy. Larry Wilcox is terrific. He's funny. Funny as hell guy. Also, Carrot Top will be joining us tonight. And on the Kenny Rogers Christmas Special, we're going to have a very, very special visit. I think you're going to enjoy seeing, once again, one of the all-time great stars, Don Adams. Cal Bartlett is it Bartlett? I don't even know who the hell he is. He's going to be with us tonight on our show. And we're also going to have Carrie Fisher joining us. Very, very special. You can see it's going to be a star-studded cast. Billy Barty will be with us as well. Billy's a midget, but that's got nothing to do with anything. I just wanted to mention that to you in case you get scared. He'll be joining us as well on our big Christmas special here on the Kenny Rogers Christmas Special. Also, that Chinese kid from Indiana Jones is going to be with us, and B.B. Mack. We'll be paying a very special, and I'm going to be singing duets with B.B. Mack and the Chinese kid from Indiana Jones here on the Kenny Rogers Christmas Special. Well, that reminds me, Elmer Fudd will also be joining us, and Ken Beaumont will be with us. I think he was on Emergency or one of them shows, I forget. So let's just make sure that you stay with us here on the Kenny Rogers Christmas Special. Oh, yeah, Tony Dow, I forgot about him, and Jerry Mathers and Barbara Billingsley. It's going to be fantastic. Only the big names here in the Kenny Rogers Christmas Special. I hope you can stick around. Boy, that'll be great. Kenny Rogers Christmas Special, huh? All those great names. Flava Flav. When I heard that, I said, okay, where's the TiVo, man? Just go ahead and punch it up. Flava Flav. 1-800-449-8686. World famous Phil Hendry Show. As we remind you, we'll have Justin McElroy on tonight. And later on this evening, Johnny Rotten with his I Hate Everything show. And Bob Bakian, along with the Prince of Darkness show. And I want to also tell you that on the 23rd, which is the day before Christmas, we're going to be doing an all-request show. And that will be our Christmas request show. Is, I guess, you know how a lot of radio hosts will say, or a lot of TV hosts will also say, our very special Christmas gift to you. And then they'll mention some show they're going to do, and you go, is that it? It's really kind of selfish of people to say, and our very special Christmas gift to you, we're going to be playing the best of our show, which means basically we don't have to do any work. We can just pull up some tapes. It's a Christmas gift that you're giving us, not we're giving you. You're giving me a day off by calling in and requesting bits. I ain't giving you anything other than bits we already played once before. Well, it's good stuff. So that's the 23rd. Mark it on your calendar, but actually don't mark it on your calendar, because somebody goes walking through your kitchen and sees that on your calendar, the Phil Hendry All Request Show, they're going to want to run screaming from that place at that time. Anyway, here's the story that I was referencing when I talked about decorating. About 5,000 people spend part of their winter holidays in emergency rooms tending to fall-related injuries sustained while decorating, says the Center for Disease Control. The Center for Disease Control. Now they're tracking bozos like me falling off of ladders. See, disease control, I always thought they're tracking like a microbe or a virus or something. No, they're tracking dumbbells that are falling 8 stories off of ladders. Oh, help me! You know what? This is what I said to my wife. Why don't we just decorate the, like, the railing? Just 3 or 4 lights. Jesus, man. Some of these houses are driving me. Aren't they driving you just a little batty? I mean, they're really cool to see. Don't get me wrong, and I'm not Scrooge here. But I'm driving down the street. A guy's got his house lit up like it's like he's a casino. I mean, for God's sake, you'd swear the guy had blackjack tables in there, man. He's got rolling lights and the thing, and the guy in my street. And when it's the only house in the street, man, does it stand out, right? Like everybody else in the street is a freaking Scrooge, and there's the guy at the end of the block. He's got the sled that's all lit up, and the wheel is turning around, and there's an elf skipping across the roof of the house like a little neon elf going, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. And then they got not just lights around the rim of the house, the whole face of the house covered with the stuff. Red, white, and blue, and green. Like you're living next door to Pechanga. Like you're living right next door to that Flamingo Hilton. And it's the only guy on the block, right? So down the street, there's a lady, she decorates her house, right? And a guy that did my house last year, like I said, the lights blew down. So I said to her, I go, can you tell me who decorated your house? Because it really looks nice, and maybe we'd like to hire the guy. And she goes, you know, I don't know. Yeah, bull crap, Alice. You don't know. You don't want to tell me because you don't want my house looking as cool as yours. That's why. Don't be telling me you don't. Yeah, I forgot. She tried to tell me she got the gardeners to do it. Yeah, okay, right. And the A-bomb, right, that was developed by a couple of kids who would... You know, we're cutting up a frog the day before in biology class. They just happen to stumble upon splitting an atom. You know who did it. You just don't want to tell me because you want my house to look cooler than yours. Anyway, your house looks really cool, Alice. Alice. 1-800-449-8686. We have a by request flashback of who? Mavis Leonard, and that's going to be coming up in just a moment on the world-famous Phil Hendry. Oh, my God.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Just ahead, we have Justin McElroy. And later tonight, the Johnny Rotten I Hate Everything Show, along with Bob Bakian and the Prince of Darkness Show. Right now, it's time for our By Request flashback, and this comes to us from Sherwood, Oregon. It says, Phil, what is this, bud?
It's just a little dedication music.
Turn it off, man. I don't want to have any dedication music.
Casey Kasem does it.
I don't give a crap if Casey Kasem... Turn it off! How long is this flashback, by the way? 420, okay. Dear Phil, I'd like you to play...
It sounds cool, Phil. Trust me on this one.
That's the stupidest music I ever...
You never heard Casey Kasem going, here's a letter, a dedication to a dog that died.
Oh, get out of here with the dead dog dedication. Everybody knows that one. Dear Phil... My request is to please play anything with Mavis Leonard, preferably something old, so hopefully it'll be new to me. Do you ever have her on your show these days? I'm a new listener, and I enjoy your show. It gets me through my mundane, mind-numbing job every day. Sincerely, Wendy Rogers, Sherwood, Oregon. Oh, that's great, Wendy. So now your bosses know you think your job is mind-numbing. Ha, 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 ha. Anyway, here it is, Wendy. Happy to do it for you. It's Mavis Leonard. And what's the title of this bit, Mark? We don't know what the title is. It's just Mavis. Was she setting fire to one of her nephews something?
Trailer trash.
Here it is, Mavis Leonard.
Man, if I got something to say to that lady,
I don't know what part of the country she's from, but I owned a trailer in Carolina Beach, North Carolina, and I paid $65,000 for it. I also own a home in Whittier, California.
That's where Nixon's from.
Huh?
Isn't that where Nixon come from?
That's right.
Richard Nixon?
That's right.
He wasn't no white trash. Did he live in a trailer?
He was the president of the United States.
No, ma'am, I do not live in a trailer.
Did you ever see that movie Twister? Tricky Dick, man. That's what they called him, Tricky Dick.
You know, you sound like a very ignorant individual to me.
No, I'm just saying that.
If you would shut up a minute and listen to somebody else.
How come you have the right to speak, but I don't?
Well, you let the other lady in.
You haven't shut up.
Yeah, let the lady in Whittier talk.
She talking about she live in a house on a wheel.
She live in a house on a hill, not on a house on a wheel.
Where, no, I don't have a house on a wheel anymore.
Was your home delivered?
What do you mean, was her home delivered?
You should never live in anything that's been delivered.
Anyway, go ahead, ma'am.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, my name is Rose.
How you doing, Rose? And I want to know the name of the other lady. What's the name of the other lady here?
I worked hard, and I own a home here for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
I have never taken welfare.
Mm-hmm.
I have never degraded any of my neighbors, be they black or white.
Are you Irish?
Or Hispanic.
Are you Irish?
I am Irish, but I am married to a Mexican.
I can tell you're Irish. Because you got a beautiful sounding voice. Irish people all have a lovely...
I'll tell you right now, my last name is Mendoza.
Can you say?
I'm married to a Mexican and have been since I was 14 years old.
Well, Phil, I'm not talking about...
I'm 58 years old
lady,
now.
This lady's a beautiful lady. I only got one question to ask you, okay?
All right.
Have you ever had sex with a first cousin?
With a first cousin?
Yes.
Are you some kind of pervert?
What the hell kind of a question is that?
Are you a pervert? You gotta be a freaking pervert to even think of such a thing. They ought to hang you up, you know, what they say by a rusty nail.
Whatever you
say. They ought to you. Anybody that would. Honest to God.
I beg your pardon.
And let me tell you something.
Well, that's a terrible thing to say to me.
It's not either. That's an awful thing for you to say.
Well, you said that you lived on a wheel.
She lives in a house. She don't live in
no,
a wheel.
Sir, I didn't say I lived on a wheel. But I'll tell you one thing, my dear. If you don't, you know what you sound to me? You sound like a f***ing drag. That's what you sound like.
What you... Listen, I want to ask
why
you...
Why not...
What you...
Because the damn thing might fall off if it's turned...
Got that right.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, it's been great talking to both of you. And
I'll talk to him.
I think that's very interesting.
I'll talk to him some more.
So you're married to a Mexican, you're Irish, and you live in Whittier.
That's right.
And you should be nice to people, and you're good to people, and that's the way to go.
Yes, I am. And let me tell you something.
I tell you what I want to do. I want to keep both of you gals on if I could.
I'm not going to stay on with this woman. She's a foul-mouthed old bitch, the way she's talking to me.
Well, I mean...
like a wussy to me.
You sound like some kind of a foul-mouthed old craggy white woman to me.
Who? You?
You do, you dirty old bag.
All right, let's not do this, okay, ladies, please?
Hey.
She the one that started it.
Oh, you don't want to hear
me?
Listen,
old...
All right, okay, hold on. Everybody, hold on.
I'm a lady, but I'll tell you one thing.
Shut your mouth.
I'll
how many teeth you got
thing.
Left in your head,
don't tell
anyway, okay?
My mouth,
you keep your
I
big
can
mouth
keep
shut.
Up with you,
I'll
with you
right
any day of the week,
I'll
my dear.
With a gallon of buttermilk, I'll take you out.
There is. That is a request from Wendy Rogers in Sherwood, Oregon. That is... Mavis, although at that time the character was so new, I think she said her name was Chantilly, didn't she? The woman said, what is your name? Or I said, what is your name? And she said, it was Chantilly. So there you have it. All right, I want to get on a guy that we love and always enjoy talking with him because he has an interesting view of the world and is currently working on a book called Hypothetical America. He is Jeff Dowder, joining us from Temple City, California. And tonight's Hypothetical America with Jeff Dowder, brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills, a great steakhouse in Beverly Hills for all of your steak-eating needs. And, Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing really good, Phil, and it's always good to be on your program doing a Hypothetical America show. And tonight I've got another very interesting question to ask people about Hypothetical America. As you know, the way our show works is I'll say about something, for instance, I'll say, what if, like, you know, we didn't have no diapers? What would the world be like? Well, one thing's for sure, we'd be knee-deep in baby droppings. But that's not what I'm going to be talking about tonight.
Yeah, great.
I'm going to be talking instead tonight, what if there was no roller coasters? What would the world be like?
Okay, go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Jeff Dowder.
Oh, man.
And welcome to Hypothetical America. What if there was no roller coasters? You ever thought about it? Have you ever thought about what it'd be like if there was no roller coasters? I have. And here's what I've come up with. First of all, Magic Mountain and Disneyland and Disney World and Six Flags over, like, Georgia and some of the ones I've been to would be not worth it. I mean, what else is there to do? Mr. Toad's Wild Ride? Yeah, okay. I don't think so. You know, you want to go and, hi, let's go to Magic Mountain and eat cotton candy and do what? You know, it's just ask the dude questions about how he gets the sprinklers to work at night and stuff. But there's more to not having no roller coaster than just that. For instance, we'd never need a comb and we'd never need a brush, a hairbrush. Another thing is that...
Wait, hold on.
Yeah?
What do you mean we'd never need a comb?
Well, think about it, man. If you never rode on a roller coaster, your hair wouldn't get wind whipped, so why would you need to comb it?
Well, because when I get out of bed in the morning, I gotta comb it.
No, not that much.
What do you mean, not that much?
You can use a fork or something for that. Don't you do that?
A fork?
Yeah. If there's no roller coaster, see, now you interrupted my program.
It's my program. All right, go ahead. We wouldn't need combs.
You wouldn't need a comb. There would also be a significant drop in the barfing that has occurred in recent days. Because
you mean people throwing up?
Yeah, that's what I mean. The barf modality.
The barf modality.
Well, whatever you call it. Okay, so there'd be way less barf. Also, it'd put motion sickness pill business guys out of business. And the other thing that's really important to remember: if there's no roller coasters, ball-shaped people wouldn't have a high mortality. Anyway, this is Jeff.
What do you mean, ball-shaped people?
You ain't heard?
No.
If you're ball-shaped, like you're fat and ball-shaped, the centrifugal force of the roller coaster will pitch you out of a roller coaster like a Roger Clemens fastball. It's woo! But with no roller coasters, the ball-shaped people...
Yeah. Phil Hendry Show.
I ain't done yet.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.